All right, Kaylee Wilkie joins me. She is a race car driver. She just won. Is it the NASCAR Thunder Car?
Yeah,
you won the NASCAR Thunder Car races this past weekend at the Edmonton International Raceway. I mean, she smoked the competition. There was no competition. She went for like a leisurely drive. Everyone had to catch up. But she joins me this morning. Thank you so much for being here, Kaylee.
Thank you so much for having me.
Can you share a little bit about your background, how you got into racing?
Quite a few years ago now, we went to the racetrack just to watch, and these little mini cup cars came out. While we were watching them, and I was blown away about how much fun they looked. So after the race, we went down into the pits and we started talking to some of the parents and some of the racers down there. We ended up booking a time to test drive them. I fell in love with them, and I started racing mini cups for quite a few years back in 2014. So it's been a little bit of a while since then.
What was your first race like? Like, how did it feel to compete for the first time?
Pretty scary. I was very, very slow. When I first started racing, I was like 10 years old. I wasn't as experienced to be able to drive. Never driven anything besides like a combine in my life. So very gradually, I got up to speed, probably 2 years of racing. I'm quite a bit faster now, and I've got a lot more experience under my belt.
Now, you are Métis.
Yes, I am.
And as a Métis driver, how important is it for you to represent your community in the racing world?
It is important. I've always tried to think about my community when I'm driving, and it's helped to inspire other Métis people to follow their dreams. I understand that in a lot of Métis communities and Indigenous communities as a whole, it's hard to follow what we want and to be able to do what we want. And so being able to inspire those who are not able to do that and who are having a hard time deciding if that's what they want to be able to do and to really create opportunities for other people in the community, I think it's really important.
Have you ever faced any unique challenges or opportunities being not only Métis, but also a female, a woman driver in the community in racing?
Not as much when I was younger, because I feel like in mini cups especially, it was more so about being a good driver. Now, being in a higher class, actually in the NASCAR class, I think I have a lot more, I'll call it sexism, straight up. They look at my gender or my background and judge me before I can actually drive. And then when I actually start driving, I think they realize that I am a driver before anything else, and that my merit is what makes me me.
What advice would you give to aspiring race car drivers, especially those from Indigenous or Métis backgrounds?
I would say to just drive. If you can get a ride, if you can get in the car, I think that you should, frankly, because it's the whole experience and being able to drive the way that you believe that you can. Being able to get an opportunity like that is phenomenal. I know a lot of people don't have the ability to get in the car in the first place. And if you're able to get that opportunity, I say take it and run with it and do what you can to make the most of the opportunity that you're given.
What goals do you have for the future of your racing career?
My goal, probably, I'm trying to win the championship this year as much as I can. I'm first in points right now, but I've only raced 5 races up to this point, and I think there's around 10 to 12, so we'll see how that goes. I never even came in this year thinking I was going to be in the running for the championship, because I just started Thunder Cars last year, and I only raced like 4 races. So coming into this year, it was more like, I race each race as if I am not going to be here next week, because my family are farmers, right? So we are not necessarily going to be able to hit the races in August or September when we're in harvest. So every race, I'm just trying to race as if I'm not going to be winning the championship, and it's its own race. And I try to give my competitors the same kind of respect that I hope that they would give me in this kind of situation, where I am not necessarily going to be in the running for the championship. It's just, we don't want to wreck.
Well, Kaylee, we wish you the best. We will be following along, and make sure you come back soon again so we can see how many trophies you've won.
Yeah, that'll be awesome.
And if you want to see Kaylee, you can check her out at the Edmonton International Raceway, where they do have races happening just about every weekend over the summer. The link is on our website, ravenradio.ca. Kaylee, thank you so much.
Thank you so much for having me.